You can take your Bibles tonight, and we're going to start in Deuteronomy chapter 6. Tonight I'm going to be sharing on how we can practice the presence of God. Practice the presence of God. And that statement itself, practice the presence of God, it has the word practice in it, right? Practice is something where you need to do something. If you practice a sport or you practice an instrument, you have to play that instrument or you have to play that sport. And you do it over and over and over again until, well, for what purpose?
To excel.
To excel, right? To get better at it, right? And so it's not any really different when we are talking about practicing the presence of God. It's something that we want to continually do in our lives. And as we do it, we see it bigger and bigger in our lives. And in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1, this is referring to when God gave to Israel the Ten Commandments and the law and everything else. It says, now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might what? Do them. Right, that you might do them. So God gave them his word. He gave them commandments and judgments and statutes so that they would do them, right? So that they would take action on them. And it says that you might do them in the land whither you go to possess it. Now remember, he had told the children of Israel that he had provided a promised land for them. And that's where they were headed. Verse 2, it says, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Right? And so it would be beneficial to them as well. Verse 3, hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that you may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers has promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. All right, so he gave them commandments, his word, so that they would do it, and it would be of a benefit to them. And he provided a place for them to do it, right? God had it all prepared. In verse 4, it says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God, is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, right? So these words were to be something that they talked about all the time, that it was just a part of their day-to-day lives. They were to teach them to their children, and they were to think about those words in whatever they were doing, right? And verse 8 says, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and that they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, right? And so they would wear things on their hands, or the little phylacteries, little boxes that they would put on their heads. And it was, the purpose of it was a reminder, right? That it was always right there in front of them. Right? And if you think about how often you look at your hands throughout the day to do things, it was just always a reminder. Some people used to tie little strings around their fingers, right, to remember things. That's the idea, that it would be a constant reminder of God and his presence, of God and his word to them. Verse 9, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates, right? Most of us have scripture in every room of our house, right? It's no different. It's a way to just continually remind yourself of what God and his word says. Verse 10, and it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things, which thou fillest not, and wells digged, which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees, which thou plantest not. When thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware, lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Right? So they were to surround themselves with God and his word, and things that just reminded them of God. And that includes their time too, that they were supposed to invest their time throughout the day towards these things. Right? And when you think about all that God had prepared for them, they were just going to walk in to the promised land. They were just going to end up in houses full of things that they didn't have to buy, in cities that were theirs, that they didn't have to, you know, conquer or fight for. And there were going to be wells that they didn't have to dig, and, you know, gardens and agriculture that they didn't have to plant. God was just going to give them everything. And his one request was like, once you start to enjoy all this stuff that I've put there for you, don't forget about me, right? Don't forget about me. Go to Exodus chapter 33. Exodus 33:12. So that's what God wanted. He wanted them to continually be reminded and remember God and his word and his presence, and to be mindful of it. And God's presence for them wasn't guaranteed, right? Like it is for us. They had to put in effort to having God be present, right? It's different for us, but it's no less important that we put in that effort to remember God. Exodus 33, verse 12. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest to me, bring up these people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. I love the way that Moses talked to God, right? He's like, see, God, you tell me to bring up this people, but you're not telling me who you're going to send with me to help me do this. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. You know, you say, you know, we have this great relationship and I found grace in your sight, but who's going to go with me? Now, therefore, I pray thee, I request of thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, God said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. You want to know who's going to go with you? I will go with you. And he, Moses, said unto him, unto God, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. Well, if you're not going to go with me, then I don't want to go. Right? And that needs to be our attitude too. Right? God said that he would go with Moses, that he would be present and he would be with them. And Moses' response was, I wouldn't have it any other way. Right? I wouldn't want to do it alone. If you're not going to go with me, then I don't want to do it, right? What about us? What about us, right? Well, that should be our attitude, that we want to practice the presence of God in whatever it is that we're doing. Go to Proverbs chapter 3. And the cool thing about us is that it's God in Christ in us. It's God in Christ in each and every one of us. That's what Colossians 1:27 says. God in Christ in you, the hope of glory. So God can never leave us or forsake us, but we still need to acknowledge him, right? We're not going to turn around and find God's not there one day, but we can sure ignore him, right? That's available. And so we want to get into the habit of practicing that presence with God. Always being like, God's right there in me right now, and checking in with God. Proverbs 3, verse 5, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways," what? Acknowledge Him.
Acknowledge Him.
Very good. Acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. You must have that memorized. Very good.
We do it every day.
That's excellent. So what you guys are doing is hiding that word in your hearts, right? And that's what we should be doing. We should acknowledge Him in everything we do. We should take everything to Him, right? You want to make that a habit. It's not a silly thing. You know, sometimes we think like, well, I'm just going to run a quick errand. Do I really need to ask God what I should be doing here? Like, that doesn't mean that you're weak. It means that you're practicing the presence of God. Sure, you might just be going to run an errand, but maybe God can show you something cool that you need to do while you're out running that errand. You don't know, right? But if we don't take the time to check in, then we won't know, right? We won't know. So we want to practice that presence. We want to make it a habit. In all our ways, acknowledge Him, and He'll show us what to do. He'll direct our paths. John 14, verse 5. And that takes work and it takes effort, right? That's why it's a practice. The next time you go run an errand, maybe you don't talk to God first. And that's okay. You need to practice it. You need to get in the habit of it. So then maybe the next time you do. And as you continue to put that on in your life, it'll become a habit. And it'll become a habit that really blesses you, because the Word of God promises that He will direct your paths, right? He will show you things that you wouldn't know otherwise. John 14, verse 15. It says, "If you love Me, keep My commandments, and I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever." That He may abide with you forever. "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees Him not, neither knoweth Him. But you know Him, for He dwells with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." Right? And this was Jesus Christ talking to His disciples about what was going to be available, what was to come, right? And that's Holy Spirit. God has given us Holy Spirit, and we can manifest it, which means that we can speak in tongues. And every time you speak in tongues, right, you're reminding yourself of God's presence, that it's God in Christ in you. You can't speak in tongues if you didn't have that Holy Spirit within. So every time you do it, and you can do it wherever you are, whenever you want, you can remind yourself that it's God in Christ in you, that He's right there, and you can practice that presence. Go to Philippians chapter 2. So speaking in tongues is a great way to be reminded of God's presence in you, that He's right there, no matter what it is you're doing. Philippians 2:13 says, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure." It is God who is at work in you. God is working in you. And He's working in you because He's in you, right? It's God in Christ in you. His presence is right there. There's no avoiding it. You can get away from anybody you want, but you can't get away from you. It's not possible. You can't hide from yourself. You are you. There's no getting away from it. And because God is in you, there's no getting away from God. He's always there, right? He's always there. So let Him work in you. He's at work in you both to want to and to carry out His good pleasure, right? All we have to do is practice His presence. All we have to do is acknowledge Him in the things that we do, like it says in Proverbs. And He will get to work in you. to do awesome, awesome things. Ephesians 3, chapter 3, verse 16. And when you think about God at work in you, what can't you accomplish? Ephesians 3:16 says that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. He's in us, giving us strength. He's making us able. There might be times where you don't feel able at all. Like, you feel like, I can't do this. I don't have the strength to do this. I don't have the ability to do this. I don't have the understanding to accomplish this. You might not feel able, but who is able?
God.
That's right. God is able. And he's in you, which makes you able to carry it out with his help. Mm-hmm. Right? If he's at work in you, then you can do it.
Yeah.
Go to Psalm 23. Psalm 23, verse 4. And if God is at work in you, then you can accomplish great things. When you walk into a room, God walks in there too. And we have to start thinking like that. We have to have this attitude that when I walk in the room, God's walking in the room. Right? Ask him things. Ask him if there's something you need to know. Maybe there's not. That's okay. But get in the habit of asking him. Maybe it could be, you need to give that person a hug. Could be something that simple. Maybe I should give this person a call today. Maybe that's God working in you. Right? Maybe I should ask this person about this thing going on in their life. Because maybe that's what they need right now. Right? God can show you that stuff. Wherever you are, God is. He wants to see those people taken care of. And you might be the person he's working in to do that. So we just have to acknowledge him in all that we're doing and let him work. Psalm 23, verse 4. I'm just going to read a couple quick verses here about God's presence. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art what?
With me.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Right? God's presence and his protection are there with you. His presence and his protection are right there with you. No matter what the situation is. The valley of the shadow of death sounds like a terrible place to be. Circumstances might be really bad. But God is still there with you. He doesn't run away when the circumstances are bad. Go to Psalm 32, verse 7. So, if God is there with you, what do you have to fear? Nothing. Right? Nothing. So when you practice the presence of God, it can really help to get rid of fear in your life. The things that might be binding you up. Well, God's there with you. So what do you have to be afraid of? Psalm 32, verse 7. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about or surround me with songs of deliverance. Selah, or consider this. Right? Just picture God surrounding you with deliverance. Right? When you think about God's presence, when you acknowledge him, he's just there surrounding you with his deliverance. Verse 40, or chapter 46, verse 1. One of my favorites. God is our refuge. Our refuge, and that word refuge is a place to flee to or a shelter. God is our place to take shelter. He's our strength. God is our refuge and strength. A very present help in trouble. Right? A very present help in trouble. He's always there. He is very present because he's in you. It's God in Christ in you. Practice that presence. Let's go to Psalm 139 verse 1. Psalm 139, 1. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Our God knows who we are. He understands every little thing about you. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine up rising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassed me, my path. Thou compassed my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. No one knows you like God knows you. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Right? There's not a single word on your tongue or a single thought in your brain that God doesn't know about. He understands you. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? How am I going to get away from you? It's rhetorical. You can't. You can't. If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there, right? On the really amazing times, on my really high points, you're there with me, rejoicing. If I make my bed in hell, if I'm really low, if things are really not doing good for me right now, my circumstances are bad, my heart is hurt, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me, right? Even if it all just seems so dark, right? Even if it just seems the blackest of nights, even the night shall be light about me, right? It'll still seem light with you there. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. He turns things around. And the darkness and the light are both alike to thee. And nothing's too big for God. So God knows you and he knows your heart. And he understands you, right? Whether you're high or low, whether it's a good time, a bad time, whether it's light or dark, God is there with you and for you and fighting for you. And he cares about you and he wants the best for you. That's our God. And he's not going to leave you. You just have to acknowledge that he is right there. Go to 1 Chronicles 16. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 27. First Chronicles 16:27, it says, glory and honor are in his presence. Right? Those aren't bad things. Glory and honor are in God's presence. We want to practice that presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Right? Those aren't bad things either. Right? God's presence is a place of strength. It's a place of glory. It's a place of gladness and honor. Right? That's what we want to be. When we're in God's presence, it's a place of strength and gladness, of glory and of honor. We just have to acknowledge that. And we're going to close in Psalm 16. Psalm 16:11. And so that's just what we want to do is, on a practical side of things, is continually remind ourselves that God is there. Whenever we walk into a situation, whenever we go into a room, whenever we go to our jobs, acknowledge that God is there, that He's looking for a way to help you, that He wants a relationship with you. He wants you to be like, hey, what do I need to know here? Who do I need to talk to? What should I say? Right? The cool thing about practicing God's presence is that you don't have to have the answers. A lot of times we spend a lot of time and energy, we rack our brains, we get nervous or we get worried because we don't know what to do. And God's expectation isn't that you're going to know what to do. He just wants you to go to Him. He just wants you to check in with Him. He's happy to provide those answers. Right? He wants you to be able to just give it to Him. Psalm 16, verse 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is miserable times, disappointment continually. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Right? And it's kind of wild to think about that fullness of joy is available all of the time. All of the time. His presence is forever with us. And in His presence is fullness of joy. Right? We just have to acknowledge Him. We just have to say, hey God, how you doing today? What can I do for you? What should I do in this situation? Right? He's right there in the passenger seat when you're driving your car. He's right there when you're sitting down to tea in the morning. He's right there in the room when you're going to sleep at night. Right? God is always, always there. And He just wants you to acknowledge Him. To be like, hey God, it's me. I'm glad you're here. Right? And He'll show you what to do. And He'll take care of your heart. And in His presence is fullness of joy.